This morning, I'd like to speak with you or ask you to consider for a moment a subject which you may not have had this morning yet. The subject is authority. Not mine or yours, but his. The year is 30 AD, one day after the Jewish Passover. Two Jewish men are walking down the dusty street in Jerusalem. One of them is waving his arms in great excitement as he speaks to his friend and says, "I tell you, Levi, you should have seen what happened yesterday in the temple. Some young rabbi from Nazareth came into the temple. I was just sitting there minding my business. And he swings a whip and drives the animals away, turns over the tables, says, 'Take these things away and stop making my father's house a place of buying and selling.'" What a mess it was, Levi. Our leaders asked him for a sign that he had authority to do such things. Who does this Jesus of Nazareth think he is? It was a few weeks after this, up north, that the following event took place. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed of an unclean spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. Is it January 30th today? The glory has faded from the fields of Bethlehem. But isn't it good to see his glorious authority revealed? The teaching of Jesus astonished those who heard him in the synagogue because he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. The teaching of the scribes was superficial, aimed at the outward obedience to the law and Jewish traditions. But Jesus' word reached from heaven's heights to the hearts of men. Whenever Jesus preached, his words reached past the intellect and into the conscience and hearts of sinners. He did not merely repeat the words and commandments of God. He interpreted them. He applied them as one who is the Word from heaven. For example, when the scribes taught, "According to the law, you shall not murder," Jesus said, "But I say unto you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court." The scribes had taught, "You shall love your neighbors and hate your enemies." Jesus said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Over and over again, Jesus used the words, "But I say unto you," in order to make the law pierce through the shell of self-righteous pride in the hearts of sinners. Again and again, Jesus taught that the saving relationship with God has to do not with our outward works of obedience to law, but with our heart's conviction that all our A pluses are like filthy rags. No one ever spoke with such compelling authority. No wonder the people in the synagogue at Capernaum and elsewhere were amazed at Jesus' teaching. But his word not only reaches from heaven's height to the heart of man, it also reaches to the depths of hell to save the lives of man. The Jewish leaders asked for a sign of Jesus' authority when he cleaned out the temple. But up in Capernaum, that evil spirit from the pit of hell knew Jesus' authority. "Let us alone," he blurted. "What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Let us alone. What have we to do with you? Did you come to destroy us?" The unclean spirit knew that Jesus had come to destroy all the power and work of the devil, not just him. What he blurted out in his hostility to the promised seed of the woman was absolutely true. And Jesus proved it by his word: "Be quiet, shut up, and come out of him." At this word, the unclean threw the man into convulsions and complained with a loud voice, but he had no choice but to give his captive up and come out. The kingdom and fortress of Satan had begun to fall. Christ's word was reaching to the depths of hell to save you and me. Soon he would suffer hell in our place and rise the third day to crush Satan's power over you and me, leaving his authority alone in heaven and on earth. Now this is he who, after his resurrection, spoke to his friends of all time, and said, "All authority is given to me in heaven and earth. You go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." All of you have your friend's authority as the God-man above you, under you, all around you. When you bring Christ's message of forgiveness from the sin we all share, you have his word. He who hears you hears me. He is the Savior who has the authority to rebuke the ugliest unclean spirit, no matter how he storms, and to consign him to the pit while raising us from the grave to live in his eternal glory. Fear not and fear nothing, therefore. Rejoice and be strong in his kingdom for his service. For he who has revealed his authority in heaven and on earth, whom you call friend, is your Savior, your God. Amen. Hymn 343, the last two stanzas.